Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to game.
Indianapolis and other listeners, it's me, Big Rob. I'm here with Big Slammer and Big Nelly.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What up, Indianapolis? I hope everyone is doing extremely well.
And then we have our contestants. All right,
Kyle's
in the same in the same studio today.
Yeah, I was just saying my name.
Oh. Well, anyway, he's already introduced himself. Kyle Stout.
Yeah.
Current winner
and my good buddy here,
and then we got good old Gary Berry, Garrett Burkle.
How you guys doing?
You guys might remember them both from our second filler episode.
Yes.
But this time they're in the show for real.
Mm-hmm. Reigning champ.
Reigning champ, Kyle Stout.
Yes, sir. BBN 13.
Mm.
All right. So we're having a bit of a switch up today. Today it's gonna be Radio Rumble first. How did the contestants feel about that?
I feel amazing because, you know, with me personally, however order it's in, I know that I can secure this dub. I got that confidence in me. So, you know, I don't care what order it's in. What do you think, Garrett?
I'm same as you. I feel very confident, and let's just do whatever, baby.
Yes, right. Sir.
Yeah.
Let's get it going.
So, I'm just going to go with whoever has the mic right now is going first.
That'd be Kyle Stout.
Yes. So, name a food dogs love just as much as humans do.
I probably have to go safe choice chicken.
All right, pretty safe.
Right. Would you
again? Name a food dogs love just as much as humans do.
And he said chicken. I'm going to go with hamburgers, beef. You know, like.
Well. Number one answer was steak. Number two answer, chicken.
So do I get that?
Kyle gets that point.
Duh. Yes, sir. I feel like, I don't know. I don't know many dogs that eat steak.
But they love it.
I guess they would. They would love it. I guess that, yeah, that's pretty valid.
Name something that shakes, rattles, and rolls.
Shakes, rattles, and rolls?
Yes.
Shakes, rattles, and rolls.
Well, doesn't have to do all three, but, you know, makes those sounds, does those things.
A rattlesnake.
All right.
A car.
All right. Number one answer. An old car.
Gary gets it.
Yahoo!
All right.
How does he
Number
do
three
it?
Answer was rattlesnake. All right, we're not doing that one. Wait, yeah, we can do that one. Other than feet, name something that runs.
Other than feet?
Yes.
Like could it be an animal?
What do you mean? No, like
prosthetic legs.
As in like the no.
Oh, hands? I don't know.
As in
I'm a bit confused.
I feel like in some of these terms it's being used as a well no, it's all Just guess something.
Guess.
I'm so confused right now.
Just switch to the next question if they don't understand it.
Do you understand that one, Garrett? Like something else than legs that run? Would you like to go first?
I say a dog.
That is not what I'm asking.
Yeah.
I think you just
go
ahead. Could you give me the answers so we could?
I'm just
gonna
go ahead and give away the answer for this
a little
one.
Confused.
Water. Water runs.
Oh,
that's the
runs.
Answer.
Oh,
an engine that runs.
Okay.
Refrigerator. Your refrigerator is running,
no
right? Breaks.
Is your refrigerator running?
Your refrigerator is running, right?
Better go catch it.
All gas, no brakes reference.
Name a word that rhymes with election.
Selection.
Selection, number one answer.
Hey, you didn't even get a chance, bro. Would you like to go just for pity point?
I was going to go detention. Or
what?
Detection.
That was only number four.
I like selection.
Anyway. Yeah, how you name something you would ask for in the land of Oz.
The land of Oz?
Yeah.
Like the Wizard of Oz, like that movie? The
land of Oz, yes.
I'd probably... Dude, I would ask for a lot of things. I'd probably ask for like a golden bar of chocolate. I feel like that'd be pretty awesome to have.
I think you're getting the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory movie.
I'm not at all, bro. I know the Wizard of Oz, like with Dorothy and whatnot, the Tin Man. Nah, you know, I'd probably ask for some of the Tin Man's armor. I feel like that'd be pretty cool.
Okay.
I was just saying, golden chocolate bar.
Garrett,
awesome.
What you asking the Wizard for?
I am asking the Wizard for Dorothy's red pair of slippers.
Neither of those were an answer, but...
what were the answers?
You're basically stealing... Kyle was basically stealing the Tin Man's body, so I'm just going to give... we're not going to give that to anybody. Number one answer, money. Number two answer is a new heart, three brain, four hot bod.
Oh, so just the like options just in the movie. Yeah.
Name a soda that people like to drink.
Ow. Well, first of all, did anybody get the point or did you skip
it? No, nobody's getting the point for that. We're skipping
that. So name a soda?
Yeah. People like to drink. Yes, they have to like drinking it.
I mean, Coca-Cola is... I feel like that's the most basic answer.
That was basically a rigged question because everybody knows Coca-Cola is going to be like a really high answer.
You know, I have a story about Coca-Cola.
It is Coca-Cola.
I'm just kidding. I don't have a story about it.
I'm pretty sure that's... Kyle winning the segment right there.
Yes, sir. Dab me up, Garrett.
That's one, two.
Reigning champ.
Three. Four. We have one more question.
Oh. Hey, you can get some pity.
Name something people might only do once a week.
They only do once a week?
Yes.
I say run a mile. I feel like running a mile.
All right. Gary Bear.
Does working out count in that category?
Yes. The answer.
Just working out.
The answer that wins it is exercise. Working out. Gary Berry gets the question.
Gary can get it. Do I still win the segment?
Yeah, you still win the
segment.
Yes,
sir.
What, you had like, what, 3 out of 5?
Yeah, something like that. Yes, sir.
All right. Who wants to go next?
Well, obviously, I'm supposed to go next.
Same.
I'm the big middle slammer. Of the show. My show never goes anywhere. My show never.
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure you guys know the rules, but just in case, let's play the tape.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the game's "How Much Is Really Worth" section, hosted by me, Big Slammer. This section is a little more difficult to understand, unlike the other two. So this tape is made solely for the purpose of getting you up to speed. And all it takes are these 3 steps. Step 1. I show you an image of an article on the market that looks cheap and maybe expensive, or the other way around. Look expensive, guess cheap. Step 2. Guess. You, as the contestant, are to give me an answer, and are only allowed 2 tries. Unless you're superhuman, you won't be able to get the exact price of the article on the first try. And trust me, I 100% made sure of that. Hints will be given in order to guide you towards the price of the article, in the form of an optional description of the article, as well as when I tell you the name of price higher or lower, all depending on what your first guess was. Step 3. Whichever of the 2 contestants is closest in both prize and range is winner of 1 out of 5 different questions total. If both contestants are out of range, it becomes a loss for the both of them, and we move on to the next question.
If we come to a tie at the fifth question, a tiebreaker question will be provided after the tiebreaker alarm has been set up. If a tie cannot be broken from there, then the show must go on. Therefore, we move on to the next segment. Thank you for listening to us on Structural Tape. You may continue.
Are we allowed to continue now?
We are allowed to continue.
We're allowed to continue. Oh, let's continue. Let's continue.
Yeah. Settle down, buddy. Settle down.
Yeah, but busted. I'm so hyped for the continuation.
I know you are, which is why I'm giving all of us the first article, which is this Suzuki Omnicourt System 1. Let me go ahead and show it to the contestants right over here, right next to me.
What is that?
It's a musical instrument. If you guys would like a description of it, I would be...
description would be nice.
All right. Not to be confused with the same Suzuki that makes cars and motorcycles, the Omnicourt is a very interesting musical instrument, acting as some kind of synthesized string instrument. These also have gotten unbelievably expensive, but it's still an instrument, so think rationally when guessing. Side note, this instrument has a preset that was used in Clint Eastwood by Gorillaz.
Okay. So, excuse me. So, I'll go 339.
That's like 100, right?
$339.
Okay. Could you name me something higher if you could?
Ooh. I'm going to go 546.
All right, Garrett. Garrett, what would your first guess be?
For that, my first guess would be $543.
All right. I would like Kyle to repeat his second answer.
What'd you just say? I want to say I went lower than that, right? I think I did like five.
You did do 500 like something.
539, I want to say.
I think 539 was what you said. Yeah. You said 545, right, Garrett?
Yeah. All
right. 545. So, comparing you guys' answers to what's currently on my screen and taking in both price and range, Garrett Burkle is closest to the correct answer.
Yes, sir.
Got that full name there, GB.
GB Draft on Instagram.
The actual price of this article was $599.99. So that'd be $600. Jesus, God. Okay.
Stop Ross Pouncing in the studio, boys.
Anyway, article number two is this Franklin Sports Batman set. You guys like Batman?
Batman? Or Bat? Wait, what's it called? Batman, yeah.
Yeah.
A whole Batman set? I feel like that's like... a slight $149.
If $149 is your first guess, then I will recommend you change your answer to be a little bit lower for our next one.
I'm going to go $93.67.
$93.67. Garrett Burkle.
So my first price is $74.95.
$74.95. All right. That is good. That is great. Could you name me something lower if you could?
50 even.
All right. Comparing you guys' answers to what's currently on my screen and taking in both price and range, it seems that once again, Garrett Brooke was closest to the correct answer. Yahoo! The actual price of the article was $34.88.
Gary taking an early lead on how much is it really worth.
All right.
I'm so bad at this game.
It's okay.
You're up now.
No, I meant this specific segment.
It's okay. Not everybody's lucky. Anyways, moving on to our third article. And I think this is probably Landon's favorite car. It's this Ford GT40 replica. Let me go ahead and show it to the audience.
It's a real car.
It is not the real car.
It's a replica.
It's a replica.
But it's still like...
But it's good looking.
It's not like a model car.
Yeah, it's not like a model car. It's definitely close to the actual thing. Okay. So.
Is it running?
Well, it wouldn't be posted anywhere if it wasn't, I would believe.
Well, then somebody better catch
it. Like, it's
it.
Drivable.
It's drivable. It is a car.
Oh, okay. Oh. I'm going to go $15,000.
$15,000. Could you name me something higher if you could?
$65,000.
My God.
That was quite the jump.
Garrett.
Okay. So my first number, $100,000.
All right. Solid answer.
All right, if you had to go higher, what would it be?
$13,000.
Wait, sorry.
$130,000. Okay. I don't know how to say that.
All right, $130,000.
$130,000.
All right. So, comparing you guys' answers to what's currently on my screen, and taking in both price and range in this one, the winner, the one who's closest to the correct answer, my bad, is Garrett.
Yahoo! Garrett takes
the actual price of this article is $153,000.
Garrett takes the point and the segment, right?
Well, Kyle did win the previous one, right?
Yeah.
So I'd say the real determiner of this entire episode of the game would be trivia.
Yes.
Which is right after my segment. Anyways, moving on to article number 4 is the Supreme t-shirt.
Oh, it's Supreme.
$50.
Gotta have that Supreme.
All right, $50. Garrett, first guess.
$75.
$75. All right. If you had to go lower, what would it be?
Him.
Let's go Kyle and then Garrett.
$38.
We'll do 43.
All right. Comparing you guys' answers to what's currently on my screen and taking in both price and range, it seems that the first time ever in this segment, neither of you are closest to the correct answer. And also, neither of you have been able to spot the fact that this is a fake Supreme t-shirt, which makes this t-shirt $10.
See, that's why. Why would you buy a real Supreme t-shirt?
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
That's crazy.
Because I'll look fresh in it.
All right, moving on to article number 5. Is this Italian glass Schiaboli? Schiaboli? I don't know Italian. Schiaboli foil lamp. Go ahead and show it to the contestants.
I feel like that's at least $3. Pretty big.
It is 70.8 by 17.7 inches.
That was a joke, bro. I'm gonna go 40,000.
40,000. Could you name me something lower if you could?
I'd say probably 38,000.
38,000. Moving on to Garrett Brokaw, what's your first guess?
Okay. So I'm gonna guess 80K.
Could you name me something lower if you could?
10,
Italian lamp, be 10, reasonable. 10,000?
Yeah.
Right. So comparing you guys' answers to what's currently on my screen and taking in both price and range, it seems that the closest of the two of you is Garrett Brokaw.
Yahoo! Is it actually in the 10,000s?
It is 11,500.
Dang, I was kind of just joking going that high. I really didn't know what it was. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to say 40,000.
Garrett takes...
All right, so it seems that Garrett does how much is it really worth?
He takes it by a mile.
Now, the real divider here, the real determiner of who wins this episode of game is going to have to be trivia.
Trivia!
So moving on finally to big... Can you stop playing with the microphone?
I'm doing it so that they can't hear the microphone moving.
Well, it's not working. Anyway...
What up, Indianapolis? Big Nelly here for the trivia segment. Garrett, Kyle, are you ready?
No, not really. No, I'm just playing, bro. All
right, Garrett. You start us off with questions. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Question 1. What year did Jeff Gordon start racing in the NASCAR Cup Series?
Okay.
A, 1983, B, 1990, C, 1993, or D, 2001?
Okay, I know it's not D. It's not 2001. It was not 1983. And it was 90 and 90. What was the other?
93.
They won the Brickyard, I believe, as a second-year driver. So I'm going to go with 1993.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yeah.
Garrett Burkle, you are correct.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Question two. What year was Living on the Edge by Aerosmith released? A, 1979, B, 1985, C, 1993, or D, 1998?
93.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yeah.
Garrett Burkle, you are correct.
293 answers in a row.
Question three.
Yeah, buddy.
What is the capital of Oregon? A, Portland, B, Salem, C, Eugene, or D, Bend?
Salem.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yeah.
Garrett Burkle, you are correct. Yahoo! Question four. What state is the actor Woody Harrelson from?
A, wait, Texas. Who, before you go, who is Woody Harrel?
Woody Harrelson?
Yeah.
He's Tallahassee from Zombieland.
He was in Kingpin. He was on Saturday Night Live for a little bit.
Okay.
You know, he just made guy, that. The guy from Zombieland that really likes Twinkies.
Oh, okay. Okay, what are my choices?
A, Texas, B, Florida, C, California, or D, Arizona?
Florida.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yeah.
Garrett Burkle, you are incorrect. Answer was Texas.
Texas.
Question five. What year was IndyCar driver Al Unser Jr. born? A, 1949, B, 1957, C, 1962, or D, 1968?
Wait, what was C, 1962? I'm going to go with 62.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yeah.
Garrett Burkle, you are correct.
Yes, sir. That boy went four for five.
Yeah. Question six. True or false, Reggie Miller's highest scoring game was when he scored 62 points.
No.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Actually, no, I'm going to go with that was his highest scoring game.
Garrett Burkle, you are incorrect. His highest scoring game was with 57 points.
Okay.
So you went 4 for 6. It's pretty good. Give a round of applause for Garrett Burkle.
Good job, Garrett.
All right, Kyle. Are you ready?
Yeah, you could say that.
Question one. What state is Ken Griffey Jr. from? A, Pennsylvania, B, Ohio, C, Florida, or D, California?
I'm going to go A, Pennsylvania.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yeah.
Kyle Stout, you are correct. Question two.
Yes,
where is rapper Lil Baby from? What year was he born? Excuse me. A, 1987, B, 1990, C, 1994, or D, 2000?
So, could you say them one more time? I'm trying to do some math in my head real quick.
1987,
1990,
1994, or D, 2000?
I'm going to go 1994, C.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Kyle Stout, you are correct. Question three. What is the capital of Ohio?
Ooh.
A, Columbus, B, Cleveland, C, Cincinnati, or D, Canton?
I guess A, Columbus.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yeah.
Kyle Stout, you are correct. Question four. What was the record of the 2012 Denver Broncos? A, 8-8. B 9-7, C 12-4, or D 13-3?
2012, so they had Manning. So I'm gonna go 13-3 because I think they're the one seed.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Kyle Stout, you are correct. Okay. Question 5: true or false? Actor Kevin Costner was born in 1962.
Could you give me a role he played in? Because I'm blanking on who that is.
Field of Dreams. He was in Field of Dreams. Oh, he's in Yellowstone. Oh,
yeah. So what year you said it was?
True or false? Actor Kevin Costner was born in 1962.
I'm going to say false. I feel like he's older.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yeah, I'm going to go false.
Kyle Stout, you are correct.
Yes, sir.
1955.
I was going to say, it's like, I don't think he's in his... How old is he? How old would that be?
He's like 68.
That's what I thought. I thought he'd be older.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kyle Stout has one question to go to make a complete trivia game, going undefeated in the questions and getting all of them correct. The first time in history.
And he has now won the show.
Question 6, Kyle. Are you ready?
I'm very ready.
What year did the Cincinnati Reds win their first World Series? A, 1900. B, 1910. C, 1919. D,
1930. I think it's... A, what is it? No, it's not 1900. Can you repeat again? It's not...
A, 1900. B, 1910. C, 1919. Or D, 1930.
It's 1919, C. 1919. Yeah. Yep. 1919.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes. Very.
Kyle Stout, you are correct. Yahoo! And most importantly, you swept trivia 6-0, sir.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations, Kyle. So proud of you. You just swept trivia. How do you feel right now?
I'm feeling enthusiastic.
What was your game plan coming into this game show today?
You know, I know I won last round. You know, I had that confidence in me that I could pull through. I feel like I'm pretty good at Radio Rumble. I know that's one of my strong suits. I know I suck at a Sam's Game. The Price is Right. I'm terrible at that.
How much is it really worth?
Not the Price is Right. Not the Price is Right.
How much is it really worth?
Yeah.
You're good, buddy. You're okay.
And then trivia. I just got that knowledge, you know what I mean? I got that. And with some of the questions, you know, you got to use critical thinking skills, you know. I didn't know when little baby was born, but I feel like he's not going to be like 30 years old, so I had to go with the most realistic choice.
Can I interview Garrett Burkle?
Do it. Congrats, buddy. Yes, sir. That's one of my best friends.
Garrett, you know, you didn't get the win today, but, you know, are there any positives you can take away from today?
Absolutely. I mean, I swept, did I sweep? Yeah, I swept Sam's thing, which is the hardest game ever. So, like, that's a W, low-key. Again, I probably could have been better at Rob's questions if I had the mic first. But, you know, that's sometimes the ball doesn't fall into everyone's court sometimes. So, I'm going to take it with gratitude. And one of my best friends in the world, Kyle Stout, one game. You already know we're hyped about that. And he's gonna take the title into next year at college. So he's gonna win all the rest of the game shows all year.
It's okay, Garrett. You won in my heart.
Thank you, Sam. I appreciate it. I do.
So, Garrett,
sir,
you know, you didn't, obviously you didn't get the win today. I already said that, but you know, did you at least have a good time?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm, you know, here with, you know, my good buddy
Kyle Stout.
What are you going to take away from this into the next episode you're maybe on? Or in the future, at least?
Well,
at least
I'll definitely, year. Every time, you know, even if it comes next year where I'm on this show, I'm definitely going to think of the good times I spent here. You know, I'm 1-1 against my good buddy here, Kyle Stout. Beat him before, lost him this time, but I'm happy he won. And again, he's going to take the championship into next year where he'll have it. So I'm happy overall. I'm happy. A great day here at Ben Davis.
And that's going to wrap up the interview with our contestants.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are the greatest associates of modern-day entertainment. Good night, Indianapolis.